Okay, I learned by Linushas Rachel Parabas of Moshe, also my grandfather, Yartzeit, who's this week, Rav Reuven Ben Chaim. Five short ideas. Parsha Shemini, post Pesach. Test, Pasuk Beis, second Pasuk in our Parsha, Kli Yakar, beautiful idea. Says the Kli Yakar, why is it that Aaron had to bring a carbon chatas, but Kli Yisrael had to bring a carbon ola? What's the pshat? Why did Kli Yisrael only have to bring a carbon ola? And an Aaron HaKohen had to bring a carbon chatas. Says the Kli Yakar, at the end of the day, the Aaron HaKohen only sinned b'maisa. He didn't serve with the machshava. Chazal tells that Aaron HaKohen did l'shem shemayim, but he only sinned b'maisa. But b'machshava he didn't sin. But Kli Yisrael sinned maisa and machshava. Therefore, they needed a higher level. They needed a carbon ola, where Aaron HaKohen, who just did it b'maisa, not b'machshava, only needed the chatas. And this is, I think, the idea that Rav Shemar brings down. When we serve the Rabbonu Shalom, we got to do with ma'isa, machshava b'dibor. We got to put our whole heart into it. We got to put our thoughts in our speech, in our mouth, in our action. Kol atzvazer tomarna Hashem micha moicha. The ultimate bittul the Rabbonu Shalom, the ultimate anochi Hashem lakecha, is the one we put our whole, like, this is the opposite. It's using our machshava for good. It's being able to understand people, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our actions and with our thoughts and with our speech. This is what Rabbi Nachman says in Torah Nun Daled. The Chol Yom Yesh Bo Ma'is Machshava Dibur Ma'isa. The Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzamtzim Melkusa Me'etz Ova Ayarein Tachlis. His our job is to find the Rabbonu Shem in thought and speech and in action for good. And this is Rav Itcher Meir's whole idea about Bittel. About Bittel, nullifying ourselves to the Rabbonu Shem in our speech, in our thoughts, and in our actions. But I thought that was a nice idea for to start off with the Kli Yakar. That at the end of the day, Aaron HaKohen only had to bring the carbon chatzas because he only sinned b'maisa, not no machshava. And Klai Yisrael sinned in action and in thought, in machshava. Therefore, they needed a higher level of carbon. Carbon always should always be zocher to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu fully. Machshava maisa in Dibur. Moving on to Adin number two. Adin number two comes to us from the Chiddush Sharim. So Chusik Yelena, the grandfather of this Vasemis, the first Gerar Rebbe, Perek Yod, Pasuk Aleph. Yichu b'nei Aaron Nadav Aviyu Ish Machtas Soviyinu B'ayin Ish Veisim Alein Katoz Veikuri Lefnei Hashem Ish Zorah Sher Lot Siva Osam. The great sin that Nadav and Aviyu did, we know the Gemara says that all these the things that they did wrong, a lot of different opinions. The Pashup Shat Asher Lot Siva Osam, they brought a carbon and Ish Zorah, something that they should not have brought there. And they were, a fire came down and strikes them down, the next Pasuk says, and ate them and they died on the spot. The Chedushim has a beautiful insight on this. And he says, I didn't say this in Chedushim Al HaTorah, but I saw a quote in the name of Chedusharim. He says, if a Jew can sin by doing something, and a person is punished for something that they did do, that they weren't commanded, how much more so, kavachomer, are we rewarded? Are we rewarded from when we are commanded to do something, and we do it? He learns kavachomer. Hashalot tzivah, some they were punished, they were killed because they did something they weren't commanded to. Says the Chedushim, we see the Chedusharim, how much more so for us when we do something good, when we're commanded to do it? How much is the reward for that? You know, the famous, the Machlokes, and the famous Gemara, I believe in Kiddushin. The Kiddushin that says, someone who's commanded to do something does it, is greater than someone who's not commanded and doesn't do it. Like the story said by Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes, that Rav Yosef, I believe that they said a story that he did a party, when he would do a mitzvah, he wasn't commanded it. And then he realized after, no, it's greater to do a mitzvah when you're commanded to do it. And then on a higher level, then we do a mitzvah when you're not committed to do it. And Tosas over there brings down, Tosas says, why? Because if someone commands you to do it, you have a yitzhar to not to do it. Your parent tells you to clean your room, you have a yitzhar not to do it. Okay, you do it by yourself, it's great. But the higher level is when you have a yitzhar to not do it, and you still do it anyway. And you submit yourself. Was the Nesiv Shalom says the whole of Chag HaPesach is Chag HaMuna. It's submitting ourselves, submission to the Rabbonu Shalom. It's the Rosh Hashanah LaHamuna, says the Nesiv Shalom. At the end of the day, when we do something that we don't understand, we still do it anyways. Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu told us to do it. And that is the Chalachom and the Chedush Sharim learned. The Chedush Sharim learned. Hashalot Sivosam, they were struck down because they did something they weren't committed. The Chalachom is how much more we rewarded for something when we are commanded. And that's exactly why Tosfos says, well, great is the person who does a mitzvah when they're commanded, or greater than someone who does something when they're not commanded. Because the Yitzhar that every single one of us has someone when someone tells you to do something. What a beautiful insight. And this is Siva Shalom tells the Chag HaPesach Chag HaMuna. To Rosh Hashanah, the Amunah, we do it because we believe in the Rabban Shalom. We don't ask questions on the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Beautiful Chiddush Harim tells us. And the Siva Shalom, moving on to Din number three. And Din number three comes to us from the Avnei Nezer. So we're going to learn the Avnei Nezer, the father of the Shem Yishmol, the son-in-law of the Kotzker Rebbe. Perek Yod, Pasuk Yod Beis. Beginning of Revi. Vaidara Moshe al-Aaron al-Azhar v'al-Itamar Banav ha-Nosorim. So Moshe tells Aaron to tell Elazar and Itamar, the sons, the remaining sons. And Avnezer has a beautiful insight, and Avnezer says, on the least lushan of, what's this lushan of Barav Hanesot Nosarim, the remaining sons. Hanosarim, Nosar means the extra, the leftovers. Says Avnezer, you want to know why they were so great? Because they felt like they were the Shiraim. They felt like they were the Hachna. Hanosar means the leftovers, means that they view themselves. They view themselves not as the physically leftovers, but they view themselves as the leftovers. They had the midah of anova, they had the midah of humility, which is the whole the essence of Pesach, the whole yontif of yontif of Pesach. The Shem Yishmuel explains, or Simon brings it down, and others from explain the lechem oni. Lechem oni is every single time we eat the matzah. Matzah is right, anything with fruits, it's puzzle, it's not good matzah, it's not kosher. Matzah is simple. There's nothing there. It's humble, it's simple, it's lechem oni. The whole inyan of Pesach was submission, like Richard Meyer said, Anoch Hashem Lakecha. That's the whole essence why Erev Pesach is so stressful, and the whole after Pesach is also stressful. Because the whole inyan of Pesach is what of bittul, submission of having another to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Tzaddik tells us that just to be able to bring Pesach now to Shavuos, and Nashika for lo kol tia, then Pesach be besor sechah. We say in Shemon Esra, before we take our three steps back, we say, Hashem, make our souls like dust, and then open our heart. You want to come to, says Rav Tzaddik, you want to come to Torah, first you got to have the midah of anava. First you got to come to anava. First you have to humiliate, and then you can come to Torah. Maybe we could say, Pesach is all about anava. But now she careful call to then we come to Shavuos, or when they come to Lag Boimer and Shavuos, Kabbalah Torah Nista, Kabbalah Torah Benigla. At the end of the day, to understand, you want to come to Torah, first it's got to be Ba'anova. Beautiful insight from the Avnezer on Nosorim and Rav Shemayer and Rav Tzaddik. Moving on to Adin number 4. Adin number 4 comes to us in the Kedushas Levi, Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichev, beginning of Perek Yirap Shishi. Dabru B'nei Yisrael. Sorry, Pasuk Alf. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe ve'Aaron lemor aleihem. And you should tell, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe and Aaron, you should tell them. And Dabru B'nei Yisrael lemor, and to tell them all about the things you shouldn't eat, and this and that. And the Kedushas Levi says, what's this Lashon, this double Lashon? Lemor aleihem, saying to them, seems a little extra. Dabru B'nei Yisrael lemor, what's lemor aleihem? Kedushas Levi picks up lemor aleihem, you should tell about them. And the Kedushas Levi brings a beautiful insight. He says, the Gemara in Sota tells us, you obeys him, obeys. That we know that when Moshe Rabbeinu was going around, when he was first born, and Basi was looking for someone to nurse him, and finally they didn't find anyone until his mother came, because it was also the Dabar Meshchina, because Moshe Rabbeinu was going to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore he wouldn't nurse from any non-Jewish woman. So at the end of the day, says Kedusha said, what's Lemar Aleim? Lemar Aleim, Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling him in times of Mashiach, that every single one of us, we have to be careful with what we eat, because at the end of the day, Lemar Aleim, because each and every one of us will become a prophet. Each and every one of us will become a Navi. As the Pasuk says in Yoel, in Paragimel, Pasuk Av, and all your sons and your daughters shall prophesy and will have prophecy. But we have to make sure, Lemor Aleim, at the end of the day, the same way that Moshe Benu had a clean mouth that you wouldn't nurse from anything impure, so too every single one of us have to be careful with what we eat at the end of the day. This reminds me of the Emes Yaakov, Parsha Shmos. I love this idea. Also, the Gra writes from the Rashba. This halacha is brought down, Shulchan Aruch, that if you have a person has the ability to have a non-Jewish nurse or a Jewish nurse, you should really try from the Jewish nurse. Why? Because at the end of the day, even though it's okay, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't. The Rashba brings down this as a source. The Grub brings this down. It says the Emes Yaakov, Yaakov Kanetsky, every single one is Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the halacha. Says the Emes Yaakov, beautiful idea. Yes. Every yid has the potential to be Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's our job as parents and our job as teachers and as educators to yesh sikri ledaber mashchina. We should bring up our children that they should have a shaychus, they should have the potential. We should view every single one of them as Moshe Rabbeinu. Every single one of them has a pintel of yid. Every single one has the kedusha of Moshe Rabbeinu, has the potential of Moshe Rabbeinu. Not to be Moshe Rabbeinu like the Rambam says, no, only one Moshe, never, no, and there won't be no more. But every single one of them has a yesh sikri ledaber mashchina. To have the potential to give them the roadmap, the ability to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's brought down the halacha, says the Emes Yaakov, but the Gra writes from the Rashba. It every year has the potential to be a little Moshe Rabbeinu. Be able to make sure we take the Kedusha of Yontif, the Kedusha of eating. How much is Pesach? It's all about eating. As Rasul Sassalantu said, he famously said, just like we're so careful about what we eat, we have to be what comes into our mouth, we have to be careful what comes out of our mouth as well. Like that's what he says on this parsha, on these psukim as well. I love this inside the Kedushas Levi, the Emes Yaakov, all about realizing every single one of us have the ability now and the ability of Mashiach to be able to be a Navi, to be a Pintel Yid, to be a Moshe Rabbeinu on our own level. Great inside the Kedushas Levi, Emes Yaakov, Yisrael Salant, to move on to Adin number 5. Adin number 5 comes from Simcha Banu Pesuscha. The last pasuk in our parsha, Halde v'natama v'natar, v'nechaya v'nechas v'nechaya shelo se'achal. At the end of the day, we have to distinguish between the tamer and the pure, between the creature that was maybe eaten and the creature that may not be eaten. Rashi says on the psukim, v'natama v'natar, tzar chomer v'nchomer l'para. Do we not know the difference between a donkey and a cow? We know already. Why does it have to take v'natama v'natar? Says Rashi, ala bein tmei alacha, ala tar alacha, bein nishchat chetzich shakana, la nishchat ruba. We have to know that which animal is only the trachea is only cut halfway, and we have to know which animals are cut most of the way. Says Rav Simcha Banim, that's the halacha. What's the panemius? What's the message for us? He says at the end of the day, what's the difference between a little from tumtame and tar? It could just be that little bit of something that's between a little bit of the half of the trachea and most of the trachea. Half of it could be tameh, and most of it could be tar, and it could be the opposite. The same way, at the end of the day, it's all about your intent. It could be a little bit, whatever it is. It's all about your intention. It could be kadosh, or it could be tameh. Like the chida says, look at the word matzah and chametz. Matzah and chametz are the same word, except a little hay. You keep it as a hay, it's kadosh, it's pure. You take that hay a little bit and close it up, it's ches, it's chametz. One could be the yitzahara, one could be the yitzatom, one could be the yitzahara. At the end of the day, what's Rashi telling us? Rashi telling us, it's all about how careful. We have to be so careful. But something can be kaddish and pure, something can be impure. It's all about that little bit of adherence. It's all about our kavana. And this is what the Maran Bracha says, we daven to Rabbeinu Shem, that Tana said, Rashi and Bracha says, Yedzayin Amanav, we daven to Rabbeinu Shem, that you should save us from the sword, the sword should be Issa. And right, Rashi says, Shushbe Shiba Malchus, Rashi says, the Yitzhar HaMachimitzenu, the Yitzhar that brings chametz into our lives. It's hard, we have to be able to make sure. And now coming out of Pesach, we have the ability now to go throughout the entire year to see what's good, see what's Kaddish, and see what's not Kaddish. To be able to understand what's Matzah and what's Chametz. So let's review these five ideas. Start with the Kliyakar. Why is it that Aaron HaKohen only had to bring a carbon Chatas, but Chai still brought a carbon Ola as well, because Aaron HaKohen, Chazal tells us, only did it B'maisa, not B'machshava. He only did the action of the Egel HaZahav, the golden calf, only in action and not in thought. Chai still also did in action and in thought. And Rabbi Nachman tells us in Lukutim Aran, we have to make sure to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our thought, with our action, and our ma'aseh. Kol tzmanzu tamarno Hashem yichamocha. Rabbi Jeremiah says, only in the Pesach, we have to make sure to put all our essence, and our action, and our speech, and our thoughts into serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chidush Shurim, the second idea, tells us, I agree with Ezra, Shalot Tziva Asam. They were commanded, they were destroyed, and they were killed because they did something they weren't commanded. Says the Kavachomer, the Chidush Shurim, how much more so we see by when someone does something when you are commanded. How beautiful and how special it is to the Rabbeinu Shalom. How special it is, and that's what Tosa says. God the mitzvah, is someone greater than the person, someone who commanded does it, greater than someone who does something when you're not commanded. Because at the end of the day, when a person does something when you're not commanded, you don't have the yitzhar. When you are commanded, when parents tell you clean your room and you still do it, it's great, because you have yitzhar not to do once you're commanded. Not to see the shom says chag amuna, to submit ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu's will. Pesach was Rosh Hashanah le'amuna. The third idea. Why is Allah and Itamar called Ben Nosorim and Yod Yubez? Because Nosorim, they had that they viewed themselves as Nosorim. They viewed themselves with Anova. They viewed themselves with a Kishiraim. And that's exactly the whole essence. Shem Yishmol says Lechemoni. Matzah is all about Lechemoni. It's nothing fancy. Simon brings down Shem Yishmol. Lechemoni is Anova, is Bittel. That's what Sarah started with Nashi Karvalo Koltia, them Sachem Besor Sechem. You want to come to Torah? But first, the Nashi Karvalo Koltia, then we have to work the Midah of Anova. Then we could come to the Holy Torah. We say Pesach to all the Nava and Shavuot and Lag B'Omer and Shavuot is over the Torah. V'Shemayr Anochi Hashem Alkecha to submit ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Kedusha Slavi tells us Yod Aleph. What's the lashon of Lamer Aleihem? To tell them about them. Tells the Kedusha Slavi yes, that each and every one of them know that just like Moshe Rabbeinu didn't nurse from the non-Jews. You've been the Sota, you've been Zeman Beis. So to every single one of us. And when Mashiach's going to come, like Yoel tells us, every single one is going to be a prophet. Every single one is going to be able to be prophesied on our own level. And it's our job to view ourselves as that, to be able to make sure to be Kaddish in what we eat. And this is what Mesi Yaakov says. The Gral brings it down to Halacha. If you look in the Halacha, the whole Halacha is about nursing. In Yoredeya, the Mesi Yaakov says that the Gral writes from the Rashba that the source for this Halacha, but not nursing from a non-Jew, comes from Moshe Binu. It says of Yaakov, that's Moshe Binu, Shkoich. Says it, Yaakov, every single one of us have to view every one of our kids a secret of Damar Meshchina, to have the potential and the yearning and the ability to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking about Mashiach, but then Yaakov is saying now they have the ability to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu, to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu at such a high level. Finally, the final idea, Lahazim and Tamavid, the Torah, Rashi says that some animals you have to shecht only half of the trachea, and some animals you have to do for the full one. And so the Simcha Bonim, he says that the idea is that sometimes it could be something so small, something could be so Kaddish and Tar, or it could be tameh and not good. It's all about that intent, and that it's all about your inside. It's all about your kavanah. The chidah says matzah
hay, chametz, same word. But all about that hay, if you make that hay a little bit down, then it turns into chametz, like the Gemara and Brachas, Yitzayin, Amanal, tells us that the town has, that to save the Rebbe Shem, our Yitzahara, is Shiba Machas, Sor Shem Yitzah, Sor Shem Yitzah, Rash Yitzah, Yitzah, Shem Al, the milk, Shem Bavainu Mach Mitzinu, that he mixes up what's Kaddish and what's Tar and what's not Tar. The end of the Shem, Zochem, Mitzah, Shem, Tesuvah, Chash Baruch, Machshava, 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 Maisa, and Dibor, to serve the Rebbe Shem, because the Chash Baruch commanded us to submit ourselves, but to weep with Anava, so to understand that each and every one of us have a Shaykhus now, and we'll have a great, great Shaykhus when Mashiach comes, and to understand and have the right kavana to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand it's all about that little in that little in between can be matz and chametz, to be able to make sure our kavana is the proper intention, shkoich, and a good and zimmer to all.